I'd like to call the meeting for the conference committee for the operating budget on mental health.
Appropriations Bill 72, mental health and operating mental health appropriations bill, House Bill 72 and House Bill 73 to order. It is 4:03 p.m. Monday, April 13, 2015. Members present are House members Representative Mark Newman, Chair, Representative Steve Thompson, and Representative Les Guerra. Senate, Senator Pete Kelly, Vice Chair, Senator Anna McKinnon, and Senator Donald Olson. Today's agenda. Today we'll be meeting on open budget items on House Bill 72 and 73. Limited powers of free conference have been granted to both by the House and the Senate. I'd like to invite David Teal, Director of Ledge Finance Division, to join us at the table in case there's questions. Today we'll be addressing the following departments with open items based on the motion sheets distributed to members earlier today, dated April 13th. Those would be Departments of Environmental Conservation, Office of Governor, Labor and Workforce Development, Law, Military and Veterans Affairs, Public Safety, Revenue and Judiciary, and Debt Service. Senator Kelly.
I move the committee adopt the following in the Department of Environmental Conservation's budget. Item number one, Senate. Item number two, House. Item number three, House. Item number four, Senate.
There any objection? Hearing and seeing none, motion passes. This action closes the conferenceable items for the Department of Environmental Conservation, Office of the Governor. Senator Kelly.
I move the committee adopt the following in the Office of the Governor's budget. Item number one, House.
Any objection? Hearing and seeing no objection, the motion passes. This action closes the conferenceable items for the Office of the Governor's budget. Department of Labor and Workforce Development, Senator Kelly.
I move that the committee adopt the following in the Department of Labor and Workforce Development's budget. Item number one, Senate. Item number two, House, on both fund sources, and remove the language specifying a PCN. Item number three, Senate. Item number four, House, minus $50,000. Item number five, House. Item number six, minus $60,000.
Any objection?
I object.
Senator McKinnon.
Mr. Chairman, item number six, I'd like to publicly disclose my close economic relationship and potential conflict of interest regarding my husband's association with the Construction Education Foundation that receives money from the state of Alaska through the Department of Labor. It's not, they don't receive Construction Academy training. It's a pass-through grant, but he is associated with that management through the Construction Education Foundation.
Thank you, Senator McKinnon. Do you remove your objection?
Mr. Chairman, may I have an at ease?
At ease. Back in. Senator Kelly.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, I will restate item number six. Senate minus $60,000. I believe I neglected to say the word Senate.
Thank you.
Also an objection, just briefly.
We have an objection from Representative Guerra.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Sorry, I just got the cut sheets.
Would you use the microphone, please?
Yes.
Sorry, I just got the cut sheets, and I left my marked-up version in the Finance Committee. As I read items 1 through 4, all of the identified PCNs that were to be eliminated, that language is all gone?
That's correct.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, if you want to just specify on that, item number 2, House, on both fund sources and remove the language specifying a PCN. I think there was only one that had a line regarding a PCN. Is that true? I see Mr. Eklund nodding. Therefore, I gave the right answer.
Right, which would have been?
The PCN was removed.
Right. And through the chair.
Representative Guerra.
And I think the other fix was there was a deputy commissioner's position in the House that was removed, but we're accepting the Senate version, and that was the number one. So I think that's the other PCN.
Right.
That's correct.
Okay. I remove my objection.
Any further objection? Hearing no objections, motion pass. This action closes the conferenceable items for the Department of Labor and Workforce Development's budget. Department of Law, Senator Kelly.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee adopt the following in the Department of Law's budget. Item number one, Senate.
Is there any objection? Hearing and seeing none. Motion passes. This action closes the conferenceable items for the Department of Law budget. Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, Senator Kelly.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following in the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs budget. Item number one, House. Item number two, Senate. Item number three, Senate. Item number four, House.
Any objection? Hearing and seeing none. This motion passes. This action closes the conferenceable items for the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs budget. Senator Kelly, Department of Public Safety, Senator Kelly.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following in the Department of Public Safety's budget. Item number one, Senate, plus $170,000 and one PCN. Item number two, House. Item number three, House. Item number four, Senate. Item number five, Senate.
Any objections?
I object.
Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On item number four, you've got the Council of Domestic Violence. The House numbers is $1.5 million. And in the Senate, say we have nothing at all. The concern that I have is that $1.5 million covers all the prevention programs here in the state of Alaska. Without it, there'll be no prevention programs across the whole state of Alaska. The Council will no longer be able to certainly help some of the programs that are out there, but more importantly, it'll also no longer be able to publish the Alaska victimization study that is so important. And without these prevention funds, we can't address the root problem, which is creating domestic violence, and we can only react when it happens. And so far, I urge taking the House version.
We have an objection. Any further discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Yeah. President Garrett.
I do agree with Senator Olson, but I just have, I'm wondering what's envisioned for the Council of of Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault without this $1.5 million.
What is, do you ask what the question
yeah.
is? What's the balance?
No, what's the anticipation by proponents to remove that funds of how that will affect CDVSA? Is that really a question?
Representative Gere, I did not oversee the Department of Public Safety's budget. My understanding is just trying to find budget reductions mostly. Mr. Teal, can you tell us the balance on the budget that remains?
Mr. Chairman, this started out with a $3 million appropriation. The House cut it in half. The Senate cuts it to zero.
So there remains no funds left in the Council for Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault?
Mr. Chairman, that's not true. This is the $3 million that used to be in the governor's office and distributed to various agencies. The Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault still has, I don't know how large a budget, but it has its own budget. This is the $3 million that was coming from the governor's office.
That's what I thought. So there's still money for them to operate. Senator McKinnon.
Mr. Chairman, as I recall, the number is $16 million in operating costs, or operating dollars, $16 million.
That was my understanding. So there's been a reduction from, I believe, $16 million is left in that.
I understand that it's for the committee, the council, but I was just looking to see the program for prevention because that's what I'm trying to protect.
Any further discussion? Clerk, call the roll.
To specify, Mr. Chairman, we are voting on the motion to accept, not to accept, but the motion to replace the Senate number in item number five, is it?
Correct. There was an objection
right.
to...
So we're voting on whether to take the House number on item number five.
That's item number four.
Item four.
Okay. So a yes vote is to accept the recommendation put forward by the conference committee, which we take to accept the Senate version.
So if you vote yes, you take the Senate numbers. If you vote no, you take
the House then. Eddies. Back. Again, just for clarity, we wanted to double check on that. A yes vote would be to accept the Senate version on number 4, Department of Public Safety, which would be a reduction. So, again, a yes vote is to accept the Senate version for item number 4. Clerk, call the roll.
Senator McKinnon?
Yes.
Representative Guerra?
No.
Senator Olson?
No.
Representative Thompson?
Yes.
Senator Kelly?
Yes.
Representative Newman?
Yes.
House, 2 yeas, 1 nay. Senate, 2 yeas, 1 nay.
Okay, we'll go back to see if there's any additional objections to the Department of Public Safety's budget.
Briefly object to number 2, Mr. Chair, just for clarification.
Representative Guerra objects to number 2.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. On number 2, we're proposing to accept the House version, which does not delete 2 wildlife trooper positions. As I recall, one was Wrangell and one was, do you remember, was Wrangell and somewhere else? Does maybe Mr. Teal knows?
I don't remember where they are. Where they were. We accepted that they would take both of them. Mr. Teal?
Mr. Chairman, at this point, any identifiers have been stripped out. It's essentially 2 positions unknown. That's what you're voting on now. That would be up to the department where those positions are taken.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My intention would be that they would be where they were taken from, and one was Wrangell, and I think one was Haynes, but I'll remove my objection.
Objection has been removed. Any further objection for moving the Department of Public Safety's recommendations from the committee? Hearing and seeing none, the section closes the conferenceable items for Department of Public Safety's budget. Department of Revenue, Senator Kelly.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following in the Department of Revenue's budget. Item number 1, Senate. Item number 2, Senate. Item number 3, Senate for all fund sources. Item number 4, Senate. Item number 5, Senate. Item number 6, Senate.
Any objection? Hearing and seeing none, this motion passes. This action closes the conferenceable items for the Department of Revenue's budget. Judiciary, Senator Kelly.
I move the committee adopt the following with the, I move that the committee adopt the following within the judiciary's budget. Item number 1, Senate.
Any objection? Hearing and seeing none. This motion passes. This action closes the conferenceable items within the judiciary's budget. Debt service, Senator Kelly.
I move that the committee adopt the following in the debt services budget. Item number 1, Senate. Item number 2, Senate.
Any objection? Hearing and seeing none, this motion passes. This action closes the conferenceable items for debt service. Concerning future conference committees, we anticipate that our next meeting will be on Tuesday, April 14th, 2015 at 4 p.m. Basis will be updated to reflect the departments that will be addressed as soon as determined. Is there any other business or any other questions or comments from the members? Senator Kelly?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we adjourn the conference committee.
Any objection? Hearing and seeing none, without objection, we're adjourned.